Erie County legislator Patrick Burke was the first Friday among three local politicians calling for the resignation of Bishop Richard Malone. Burke says there is evidence the bishop knew about alleged abuses but returned accused priests into ministry. He says the credibility of the church in Western New York is suffering.
And in my mind, you know, allowing this to continue is really resulting in the weakening of the Catholic Church. You know, go to any church in Buffalo on a Sunday, you're going to see a lot of empty pews. Confidence in the church and the priests that are leading these parishes is at an all-time low.
Other elected officials calling for Malone's resignation via Twitter Friday were Buffalo Common Council member Christopher Scanlon and Congressman Brian Higgins. And then there's a call coming from Paul Snyder III. The local businessman is also a deacon at St. Mary's Church in Amherst. He tells WBFO he decided it was time to speak out after a local television report indicated his own pastor was accused of sexual misconduct, but church officials said nothing. He says Bishop Malone is a good man, but has exercised poor judgment and thus needs to step down.
I believe it's appropriate. I believe it's timely. And I also believe for the health and benefit of the Diocese of Buffalo, we need an open investigation. I would ask that the Attorney General from New York State, working with local law enforcement authorities, do a complete and thorough and independent investigation.
The Diocese of Buffalo, in a brief written statement, says it has no response to the calls for the bishop's resignation. Michael Merziak, WBFO News.